Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined right now by our great friend, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going today?
Going well. How about you there?
Doing good, but I got to be honest, Paul, my thoughts are with the people of Florida today and how it's going down there for them in the next couple of days here. How is our weather looking? What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, certainly much calmer weather for us. Certainly no comparison, but yeah, that's going to be quite the landfalling hurricane there out there. But today, looks like kind of between south of Tampa Bay, maybe towards north of Naples, Fort Myers.
So, Paul, I never like to keep you too long because I know you got like 90 of these to do. But just since I do have you, I was hearing from people down there that this is a first in their lifetime, that it never hits directly on Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa hasn't had a direct hit, I think, in like 100 years or something. And, this is actually the track that's been shifted a little bit south. Does bode well for Tampa Bay anyway. With it now looking to reach landfall south of Tampa Bay, that keeps them away from the major storm surge. They'll still get the heavy rain flooding, but not quite the peak wind gusts with the storm and the main storm surges. It's probably going to be more like into the Fort Myers area there, where they'll probably see more of that. Yeah.
See, I didn't hear that. That's interesting, Paul. Thank you for that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
How's it looking in our neck of the woods?
It is certainly looking quiet and still on the cool side here for us as we head through the next couple of days. And then warming temps for the weekend. So on our way back up, upper 60s, maybe a 70 already by Saturday on the way here for us. But still plenty of sun out there today. Highs about 57. North wind 5 to 10. Mid-30s tonight, another chance for some frost moving back in here for us. Otherwise, some sun Thursday, 62, 40 on Thursday night, mid-60s on Friday, and then 42 Friday night, 68 on Saturday, upper 60s, maybe a 70 in there Sunday into Monday, as we'll still just say with a fair amount of sunshine and some dry weather leading us more into October. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. You have a great morning. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. You too.
It is 35 in Stevens Point, 33 in Marshfield, and 34 in Wausau. See, that is why you talk to live people.
Yes, exactly.
That's why you go to the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it helped. This is why this stuff is so important. I know that's Florida. I know a lot of people this area have a lot of friends, family. Maybe you have a vacation home. Maybe you go there. You've visited there and you just like the area or whatever. Or maybe you're just a human being. And you just care about others.
Yeah.
My little brother and his wife and son were in Florida. And they were supposed to fly out, I think, yesterday or today. And obviously the flights were canceled.
Yep.
Nick calls us. I was at my folks last night. And Nick calls up at like 11 at night. And he never calls late at night. So my mom's in a panic. Like, hey, Mom, I'm in Louisville. Like, what? Wait, what? They rented a car and just drove just to get out of there. Just to get away from that and everything. The thing that they're so worried about with this is not so much the initial impact, it's the aftermath.
Exactly.
It's the flooding. It's and you hear people talk about this and I shouldn't say all the time, but from time to time with Florida. Like, yeah, that area, they were never going to build there. Oh, we know why the land was cheap there. Like, they literally, that area should not have anything on it.
No.
Like, nothing. Like, that whole area should not be being used.
Yeah.
And to Floridians is what they will tell you. I'm not, I've never even stepped foot in Florida, so I wouldn't know. But I've got friends down there, and they've been telling me, this whole land area, like when we were kids, we were told, don't get used to this, because it's not going to be here forever. That's insane. Imagine somebody as a kid here in the Midwest, somebody telling us, this area. Area, it's going to be underwater within 100 years, probably.
Yep.
That's insane. We have no comp to that.
Not really. Not around here.
And I'm not saying we don't have our tragedies and our things we have to deal with, tornadoes and all these things. But it's just, man,
It's something. And it's because it's so intense. I think that has something to do with that, too. Mm-hmm. The intensity of hurricanes and how much destruction they can cause in over a wide. So, we get tornadoes, but that's kind of a more local thing. You know,
yes.
It only hits a certain area. Hurricanes can wipe out, whole coastlines. I mean, that's the thing with hurricanes. It makes it so not only fascinating, but also very concerning. That's the other thing, too.
We've been able to do a lot in our lives, and I'm talking about human beings. We've done everything from standing upright to getting to the moon. You know
exactly. Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah,
weather.
forget it. Yeah,
if that doesn't show you what a boss Mother Nature is, and that she runs game. I don't know what else will. I don't know what else, think about that for a second. In human evolution, the only advances we've made in weather is being able to predict it a little bit more,
a little bit better. Right. Like,
yeah, we board up places. We have our tornado drills, all these things. Mm-hmm. That's all Band-Aids.
Yeah.
It's all Band-Aids on a bigger thing. That the only way we can truly affect stuff is by climate change, is by actually infecting the world and the world around us and everything. And yeah, I did use this as a chance to jump into that lane.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to do it whenever I can because I love this earth. Call me crazy. Whatever you want. But I happen to love this rock that we are on, and I kind of want to keep it around for another couple billion years.
Yeah. One of the side effects is going to be stronger hurricanes. As much as you were alluding to there, as much as we are prepared, I'm sorry, there's going to be storms that we are not prepared for. It's going to blow buildings down. It's going to do things that it hasn't done before.
There have always been these things.
There has.
I'm not saying we caused these things. We made them worse.
Exactly.
We didn't make them any better.
Yeah.
And they're going to continue to happen, yes, even if we do make the world better. But we're going to be that much better after them. That aftermath I was talking about for Floridians and stuff, things like that. The more we care, the more we put into this world, the better it will be for the generations coming up. Maybe we don't have these kind of things as scary as they can be for this. There's a lot of people that will pay for good things in this world, and Americans are willing to pay double the listed price of any item if, quote, it lasts forever. There's the catch. Like, oh, that's all?
Okay. All right.
Let's be honest, we have all looked at for the cheapest possible option for something at some point or another, and then months later, when that piece of junk breaks, we're like, oh, why didn't I spend $2 more?
Exactly.
What was I thinking? Why did I do this to myself?
I think we've all done that at some point.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. In a survey, the average American says that they'd pay 108% more than the listed price or double the cost if they knew it would last 20 years.
Well... good for us.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I have to say, usually when we do surveys like this, it's like, oh, what ridiculous thing are we going to do now as Americans? That actually makes a lot of sense. I don't know if paying twice as much is the way to go, but it's obvious that we care about that sort of thing. Yes.
Might want to bargain a little bit. Don't start there. Don't start at double, you know?
Let's work it. Let's work our way through it a little bit.
63% of people say that they've regretted purchasing a cheaper product. People were asked which things they'd pay more for if they could be reliably last forever or as long as you need them to work. Cars and kitchen appliances were tied at number one at 34%.
Makes sense.
They're lying to themselves. Everybody that answered car about that, they're lying to themselves. Then if that's the case, why didn't the Tucker last? Yeah, and I'm not saying it's just because of consumers. Obviously, there was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Lots of stuff going on.
Ford and a lot of different other companies and everything killing the Tucker dream and killing what could have been with that.
Yep.
But it wasn't just that.
No.
People,
a lot of factors.
I've had the same car for 20 years and all, or 10 years even, and you know, but these new vehicles, they've got this and this in it and stuff, and what do? Even if my car is still running just fine, I trade it in and get a new model. I wonder how many people do want forever, you know? And I mean that almost on anything. It's interesting if you really press people on it.
Yes, for certain things. And you know, it's interesting.
For certain things, you're right.
Yeah, but cars is an interesting one because, you know, we've been told, and this is something that is part of our culture. You need to upgrade.
Right.
It's not so much with cars now because of for certain. What about phones? Look at new technology. You know, you have to go. We did a story last week about the guy who flew just to get it, you know, the iPhone a couple of hours earlier. Right, I mean, that's ridiculousness. And to be fair, he's not an American.
But it's
one of those things where it's like, well, yeah, you could have a phone that'll last you for a very long time, but you want the new stuff because you want the new thing. So, yeah.
It's I actually had a student make fun of me. I come into class last week sometime. I go into class and I throw my keys on the table that I use, and they're staring at it like I just threw an alien on the table or something like that. And I couldn't figure out what he was like. It was my keychain or something like that. I'm like, so finally I got like, what? What? You know? He's like, you still use keys, huh? And he was serious. He was serious. He was like looked at me like I was a caveman. Like, what are you talking about?
Using keys.
Not that many people. And then I think about it, and like my parents got a new vehicle a couple of years ago. One of the nicer vehicles they've been able to get at this point in their life. They can afford these things.
Right.
It took my dad at least a couple of days to get used to the whole thumb thing.
The push button thing. Yes.
Yeah. And even now, I don't know how comfortable he is with it. Because, again, we get... It isn't just that we want new. Sometimes we want comfortable. We want familiar.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I just did this. I started out looking for a vehicle, looking for a Jeep. That's what I wanted.
Right.
Within 2-3 weeks, I was settling for, look, just have four-wheel drive and heat. That's all I care. But what did I settle on? A Jeep Liberty. The only difference is it's a younger model. That's the only difference. It's a better version.
Right.
That's it. It's that comfort level.
And for that, and that's interesting because that's kind of the exception to the rule, if you ask me, because, well, first of all, you needed a car because yours was toast.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you definitely needed something new.
Couldn't be too picky.
No. It's true. But in the end, you did find that. But for me, I mean, I know some people who do that, you know, every 2 years. I mean, they don't buy cars. They lease them, you know.
Yes.
Because they know they're going to change their cars every 2 years and that kind of stuff. But still, they get all the bells and whistles and all the woo, you know, things. Where I'm just like, can it get me to, you know, from point A to point B? That's my thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't like driving that much. So can it just get me there? That's my thing.
Cookware got the third most votes, followed by TVs, phones, jewelry, watches, exercise equipment, dishware, and shoes. And that latter one, that's the one I fall like. All these other things are interesting. Shoes. Now, one part of me thinks, oh, man, if I bought a pair of shoes and you told me they'd last forever, that sounds awesome. That sounds cool. I've had so many pair of shoes that I've run into the ground and are gone now and I can't find them again or anything like that. But that, even more than cars, people in their shoes. And don't get it twisted, guys, because it ain't just women. I know some guys were thinking that.
Oh, no.
You could not be more wrong on that one.
Yes.
I believe that you could make the argument there are more men that are crazy about shoes than women.
I think you could make that argument.
Ask any guy, especially in their 20s, how many Jordans do they have? How many, you know, the newest this that they have? That's a whole thing now. They've got apps that will tell you when a shoe is dropping.
Limited edition shoes.
And that's right. I say when a shoe is dropping. Like, they talk about it like it's a hit song now. Like, I don't know. I do love the idea of just a forever watch, just to see what that looks like.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah,
I've ever had hasn't lasted more than a couple of years. and the TV thing, I think, is interesting. I think that's a fascinating one too. Okay, here's a forever TV. What happens when a year from now they come out with 10K?
Whatever's
next, and
the new technology.
All you got to do is like this. They have a new. This is the thing that I think they should have been doing all along, Seth. Especially with all the sporting games that are on. As soon as the game I'm watching goes to commercial, it flips to a game that's on. I want that device. I want that. whatever, just keep doing that, too. Like, I never have to watch a commercial break.
Curious how they would do that.
I imagine they
can do that, though.
Get on that one, science.
Come on, science.
Come on, Elon Musk. What else are you doing?
He doesn't make TVs.
He's got a lot of other things on his plate right now, actually. I don't think he's got the time for that. We will take a quick commercial break. Of all the names, why did I say that?
That one is the one. Yeah, it just popped in your head. Yeah.
We'll take a quick commercial break. Get into our... They are celebrating 40 years of construction excellence this September. They're proud to be serving the Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I like their Facebook page. They're posting a bunch of throwback photos on there for their anniversary. Support them and show that you wish them a happy anniversary. If you know anybody that works at Altman, go ahead and wish them a happy anniversary and thank them for what they've done for our community. And if you want to see some of their work, you can bop around all of central Wisconsin to find it.
Yep.
You can also just come right here.
That's right.
Our building, proudly built by Altman Construction, mm-hmm. could not thank them enough. Man, patience of saints, yes. some of those guys. I mean, just great people over there and yes. really good at what they do.
They are very good.
You know, you want proof. You got it every day. I haven't broke this place. Like, yep. I've been here every day since the beginning, and nothing. I haven't.
He's been trying.
I don't mean to, but I'm just that way. I've got yeah. these big hands, and I just happen to break things very easily, and nothing yet. Nothing. They do good work. Very happy anniversary yep. to our friends at Altman Construction. Seth, I need you to, you know, I was going to try to let you ease into things here.
All right.
I am going to need you to do a 1 through 3 for me.
All right. 1 through 3. Let's do 2 today.
Oh, all right. That gives us our qualifier. So we get to get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Shirley Plowman Wagner.
Happy birthday, Shirley.
It's a great name, Shirley. And yeah. We wish you a great day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yes.
Tony Cronatu.
Tony, happy birthday.
I think that's...
Let me see here.
It's got a vowel at the end, so I automatically...
Crato?
Crato?
Crato? Crato? Something like that. Yeah.
Any name that has a vowel at the end, I there's no reason in the world I shouldn't be able to get that name. I mean, that's of all the names, I should be able to get those. Tony, sorry. I apologize, but we wish you a fantastic day. Enjoy
yes,
your
Tony.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers today, celebrating their 49th anniversary, and remember, Seth cannot see the list.
I cannot see the list.
Jim and Debbie Ashbeck. Jim and Debbie, we wish you a very, very happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you two.
They happen to be Terry John's parents.
That's right.
I wish them a happy 49th anniversary.
49th, 1 year away from the big 50.
Well, and this is the first time I get to do this, Seth.
All
because
right.
Pam is the best. She got us a list of the anniversary gifts by year.
Yep.
So they're on their 49th. Let's see here. Oh, there is no specific 49th. 45th is Sapphire, and 50th is Gold.
Okay.
So I say make up a 49th.
Yeah, fool's gold.
Yeah, something, you know, whatever you think.
Yeah.
Enjoy your anniversary, you two.
Yes, you indeed.
And you deserve it. I mean, you raised Terry. How you yep. survived. No. I wish you guys. I think the 49th is what I'm really stuck on. That's
yes,
a beautiful number
that's
there.
Great.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, Deb, enjoy your anniversary and
absolutely.
Your qualifiers. Be
yes,
listening,
you are.
Gosh, in just a couple of days, really. On
that's right.
October 3rd, I believe, is next Monday.
It would be the 3rd, yes.
Yeah,
you're correct.
That's when we'll be announcing the winners for this. So
very
be
cool.
listening. Could be you.
Could
and
be
get
you.
Us birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james@wfhr.com. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, right out the gate, the first name that jumps to me is St. Vincent. 40 years old today for St. Vincent. Maybe not a household name, but mm-hmm. If there was any justice in music, she would be.
She would, yes.
Grammy winner. She took Best Alternative Rock Album in 2015 with her self-titled album. There's a song, Cruel, I will say, that if you haven't heard her music, if you listen to it, it's a great example of what she mm-hmm. does. The sounds are different. Her lyrics are different. And she is one of the more wicked guitar players I've ever heard. She is so in tune with that instrument.
Yeah. I remember a couple years ago, catching her on Austin City Limits,
oh,
where
right.
she did an hour-long set there, and man, I was so impressive. Not just her, but her band and everything.
Yeah, she's got a great band.
She's got a great band, yeah. too. So
I every once in a while, you see these players. Like, there's great mm-hmm. guitar players that you can tell practiced and worked at it forever, and then there's these people that are just naturals.
Just do it, yeah.
We get joined by one all the time, Ben.
Yeah?
Ben Chittek is that.
Yeah.
And he's very humble, so he will not tell you that. I will for you.
Yeah, right.
I will be Ben's hype man. Ben's got some of the smartest fingers I've ever seen,
yep.
and in such an I'm positive he's practiced, he's worked at this
oh,
for
I'm
a very
sure,
long
yeah.
time, but he's also just a natural at
mm-hmm.
it. She's very similar to that.
Yep.
Bam Majera is 43, skateboarder turned Jackass, turned Viva La Bam. I don't know what he's doing now.
Do we really care?
I mean, I'm not sure. Hilary Duff is 35. She was Kelsey on TV Land's Younger, and she had a little, yeah, she did have a music career for a little bit.
She did, yeah.
At a kids show, Lizzie something.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
It was a Disney
yeah,
show, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of her either for a little while.
No.
I don't know. Let's see here. Karen Fairchild is 53. She's from Little Big Town.
Oh,
I believe
okay.
she's the lead singer on that
yep.
in that band.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi Watts is 54. She's from the. She was in the Divergent movies. She was in the Peter Jackson's King Kong remake. She starred in The Ring. Naomi Watts is just a solid performer.
Yes, I believe the first time I saw her was in the David Lynch film Lost Highway.
Right. Yes.
Which is a good movie. Yeah.
It's a very good movie. It's also insane. Like
it's
every
a
other
David Lynch movie.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though. Yes. She was really good in that.
She was.
Another actor who I think of very similarly as Naomi Watts, who is, I don't know if they're a legend necessarily or one of the greatest to do it or any of that, but then there's that second tier of just incredibly good at what they do. Naomi Watts, I think, is in that group, and so is the great Mira Sorvino.
Oh, yes.
55 for Paul Sorvino's daughter. She graduated magna cum laude from Harvard.
Only, yeah.
She was in-house a little bit. She won an Oscar for playing Woody Allen in Woody Allen movie Mighty Aphrodite.
Mm-hmm.
During that, top five or top 10 favorite acceptance speeches of all time, because she does that. She goes up there. She's talking about it, and you can tell then she sees her dad, Paul Sorvino, mm-hmm. in the audience. And she starts to thank him. And he's already, like, crying. And then she starts to even, like, just look at him. And he just breaks down. Just breaks down. And it's just it's such a beautiful, unique moment.
Yeah.
They're not celebrities at that point. They're not stars at that moment. They're not
father and daughter.
It's just a father and daughter. Yeah. It gets me. It's a beautiful moment right
there. Yeah.
Moon Unit Zappa is 55. She, of course, of the Zappas, along with her older brothers, Dweezil and Ahmet. She also teamed up with her dad for what was to be her one and only blip on the pop culture radar with the big hit Valley Girl.
I remember that one.
But, yeah, she's an interesting character. And
yes.
There's been some division between Ahmet and Dweezil. Mm-hmm. She's been trying to, I believe, she's been trying to be the kind of peacekeeper with that.
Aw. That's good.
It's such a shame too, because I got to think that their dad would be really disappointed with that. With their not being. I mean, I don't know how bad it is.
Yeah.
But that's the last thing Frank Zappa would have wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've done some really interesting things. The Dweezil and Ahmet, I mean, have done some interesting things together. It's sad to see that their partnership broke up.
She is so amazing. This lady has been doing this for so long. I think my whole lifetime I've known her. Janine Garofalo is 58.
Oh my! Wow, 58. Whoa,
that's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, stand-up comedian who got her start, of course, on the legendary Ben Stiller show in the early 90s, and has gone on to have an amazing stand-up career, a great acting career.
Yes,
and just one of those people. Every time I see her, yep. I'm happy. I'm like, oh, there's Janine Garofalo. I like her.
I know she doesn't do a lot of acting anymore, and I don't know if that's because of if that's self-imposed or not, if she'd rather be doing stand-up, but like you said, her stand-up is very one of a kind. It's very interesting if you listen to her stand-up, because it's very stream of consciousness and stuff, but it's very funny. So
Let's see here, and then some people no longer with us, and man, these are some interesting names right here. Max Schmeling from 1905 to 2005, heavyweight champ, best known as Hitler's boy. But that it's hard to blame Max for that.
No.
It's hard. There's a lot to talk about there and a lot to uncover that we don't have the time for. But certainly, I don't know if he's in the Boxing Hall of Fame or not. It should be noted. Actually, I am going to take a second here, because he actually refused to ever join the Nazi Party and personally saved two German Jews from the Holocaust by hiding them in his hotel room.
There you go.
So the legend of Max should be talked about with him.
Right.
Not the Hitler boy thing and stuff.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, what Hitler's boy or whatever and everything. He was an insane idiot. He was an insane coward. Who cares what he thought or felt or anything like
that?
Ed Sullivan, born in this day in 19... Let me do that right. Ed Sullivan, born on this day in 1901, passed away in 1974, everybody. The Ed Sullivan Show, of course. You don't have The Tonight Show without it.
You don't have a lot of shows without it.
You
don't have a lot of musical acts without it.
Right.
All the groups that they broke on their show. Yeah.
Younger generations, even our generation, Seth, we will have no idea of what it's like, that moment with the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Nope.
If that was today, we would have seen the Beatles on social media a billion times before they even make it on TV.
Yep.
There's so many little things like that get caught up in that's the story of Ed Sullivan and his career that you think about, and you're like, wow, I thought as a kid I understood that moment.
Right.
I didn't.
Well, we have to credit the show, the Ed Sullivan Show, with being a part of Beatlemania. I don't think it would have happened to the extent that it did without them appearing and 63 million people, however many it was, that saw them on the show. Mm-hmm. And then they were on a couple more shows. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen without that. The Beatles may have been popular, but they weren't the Beatles until they appeared on Ed Sullivan.
So darn right.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, the legend Benny King. Born in this day in 1938, passed away in 2015. Stand By Me, of course, his biggest hits. But with the Drifters, There Goes My Baby, Save the Last Dance. Such a good song. It's going to be in my head all day. Spanish Harlem, another good one.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites. I love that song.
You would maybe remember better than I would, Seth, but Benny was a songwriter, too, I believe.
He wrote several. Yes, he did. He Stand By Me, as a matter of fact. He was a co-writer on that one.
I didn't want to say because it wasn't 100%.
Yes.
I thought so.
No, he wrote several of the songs he recorded. Yes.
So it's just an amazing list of birthdays and stuff for today,
that's a good
everybody.
One.
Get us more of them. Get us more birthdays and anniversaries we want to celebrate with you. You can send it to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. I do encourage you to send them early, maybe a day or two ahead of time and everything. But that doesn't always guarantee things, because I will say that I had an email that got snuck into my junk mail.
Oh, no.
And I saw it late yesterday. It was a birthday for September 27th.
Okay.
So because Pam has agreed with me in the past on this, I'm just going to go ahead and say a very happy belated birthday to Bonnie Werner.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
I wanted to take a whole time here, just a separate time, to talk about Bonnie and wish her a happy birthday and a happy belated birthday.
Very good.
And we're going to throw her in the qualifying list.
I think
we're
it's wonderful.
We're just going to throw her name in there, okay? So, and thank you to the people who got us Bonnie's name. And a big thank you to got us all these others. Big happy birthday to Shirley Plowman Wagner.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tony Cronato.
Cronato, whatever it is, Tony. You know your name.
Happy birthday, Tony. And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 49th. Happy anniversary, Jim and Deb Ashbeck. We hope you have a fantastic anniversary, you two.
Congratulations and happy anniversary.
We will go ahead and get into Melissa's news now. But when we come back, we're going to have some more fun stuff lined up for you right here on Mornings on WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, here's a look at your local news.
Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here to make you feel good. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
We'll be joined by our good friend Phil Hartley with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment now. Looking forward to that. And, of course, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour being joined by your voice of Wisconsin Rapids Wisconsin Badgers, Matt LePay.
You really want them to be here in Rapids.
I'm just getting it all out of my system now.
Right now. So you're talking to him, you can just get smooth from there on out.
Very smooth conversation, yes. Looking forward to that. Before we get into all that, though, I did want to touch on this subject.
Okay.
The average worker has 11 tasks to complete by the end of each shift.
Okay.
So according to new research, the average American worker has 11 tasks to complete by the end of each shift. These were specifically frontline workers, so mostly people working in healthcare.
Okay.
Hospitality, food and beverage, transportation, childcare, and education.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Early shifts are the busiest by far. People who work mornings reportedly are average 23 daily tasks.
Whoa!
76% of frontline workers say that if they forget even one of those 11 tasks, everything at work is thrown into chaos.
Wow.
And 53% of people admit that they have missed a step in an important task, which has caused problems. The most common reason is a lack of training, while stress on the job is also a huge factor.
Oh, yes.
You don't have the time to maybe train people like we used to in that, and you got to get them out there working faster.
Right.
That's going to lead to some of these things.
It is. It has, absolutely.
And I don't know of a job where I've ever done that doesn't have a 1,000 tasks to it or anything like that. If you just take the morning show here, we've got about 16 to 20 segments filling those. If that was all I had to do, like that alone would be quite a bit to figure out every day, keeping things fresh, keeping things interesting, topics that there's stuff we don't like talking about here. So staying away from that low-hanging fruit sometimes.
Yep.
Then there's the whole board thing of thing, keeping us on time, making sure all of our commercial breaks play.
Yep.
I have maybe 2-3 minutes between now and Morning Magazine, so making sure that I have all my stuff set up for those interviews.
Ready for that, yeah.
And that kind of thing. And I lost track at about 30 there of tasks. I stopped counting after that. And I'm not alone.
No.
Seth can say the same. I'm sure that Pam, Steph, you guys out there, plenty of you that are working right now, you guys can say similar things. It just I don't know what the point necessarily of this article is, but I will say that for me, what I'm taking from it is I have a better appreciation and more empathy for my fellow coworkers and the other people out there working and the jobs that you're working out there and everything. We get very tunnel vision sometimes with our jobs, and that's not a fault. It's not a bad thing necessarily. It's partially what makes us good at our jobs sometimes.
Right. Focus. Right. Focusing on what the task at hand, basically. Right. Yeah.
But it is nice to, have that empathy and think of people in other careers and other jobs and everything. I just got done telling you what I deal with. That is nothing. It pales in comparison to all those other fields that we were talking about, education, healthcare, child care, transportation.
They have to deal with other people a lot more than we do here.
Yes.
I mean, we're in that sense because we're broadcasting out to a bunch of people, but there's not really an interaction unless the, occasional call or whatever when we do that. But that's not, we don't do that a lot compared to people who see how many people a day.
Right.
You're working at a restaurant. How many people are you going to, serve or wait on or whatever? I mean, there's no comparison there.
It's the weirdest medium because if you ask most people about radio, especially people not in the industry, it's a people job. It's a community job. It's that kind of thing. But you're so right. We're so isolated. We're so kind of like, that's why I think the best DJs, the best people that are good at this job, they interact with their community. They're a part of their community. They're out there. They're doing
things.
Otherwise, you have a chance to be in a bubble and not even knowing what's going on in your own zip code.
Yep.
And I mean that for any job, like whether you're in talk radio or you're in, playing music every day or something. I think it's integral with our field that we are in the field, that we are out there, checking things out, knowing what's in the world there.
That's a very good point. Yes.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We'll be joined this hour by Phil Hartley with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Qualities Plus Printing, getting your words out. In fact, let's wait on that break. Let's just go right to Phil right now. He's calling up. Let's go. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James.
How's it going?
Doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. A little cooler, but good.
Good to hear. Good to hear. And things going well over there at Quality Plus?
Oh, they sure are. Yeah, we're busy working on some projects today for child caring and for the River Kings.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Printing up their tickets so they can start selling out their games with the radio broadcast.
That's right.
I'm actually going to be reaching out to you hopefully this week sometime, Phil. I was at the event last Friday for the River Kings with Steph and everything, and we need passes. We need those passes that say, WFHR passes, when we're at these live events and everything. And I can't think of anybody better to make them than, somebody who, worked here at one point and happens to run a printing industry now and stuff. And, seems like a pretty good fit.
Yes.
Why not? We'll talk, though. But I go to you. You're the first person I thought of in part. Yes, the connections there and stuff. And, you do advertise with us. But it's also because I've heard from everybody in town how much they love the work that you guys are doing. I see the evidence of your work all over town. In a short amount of time, you guys have really put a foot on this industry and done a really nice job with it, Phil. So a shout out to you and your staff.
Thanks. No, I'm blessed to have a wonderful staff, that's for sure. And yeah, it makes work fun. If you can have fun while you're doing this, it just makes the day go by, and it also makes you do a quality product. And just so enjoy our customers, too. It's part of it. Trying to make sure you take care of people.
Speaking of fun, we have a lot of fun every Wednesday with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What do you got for us today?
Today, the Wicked Awesome Word is myriad.
Ooh.
Myriad.
Myriad.
M-Y-R-I-A-D, myriad. Myriad. Which means you have a countless or an extremely great number of something. Myriad of choices is where I remember hearing that word usually, right? Choices, and we have a myriad of print offerings here.
Of course.
Or if you want to use it, like my kids would say, I have a myriad of dad jokes.
And they said it exactly like that, yes.
Yeah, the other day they told me I was getting a little rounder, so I decided to burn off 2,000 calories, which they thought was awesome, but I said, well, it doesn't pay to take a nap when you're making brownies.
Right. You get done with the lid.
That's true.
Man, that's a great word, Phil. That's a great one. Anything we want to let the audience know about going on over there at Quality Plus Printing? You were touching on it a little bit earlier.
No, just we're staying very busy. It's been good. Fall's coming to a lot of festivals. We've been printing stuff for the Pumpkin Festival this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. We're always happy to get involved with the community events and do printing like that, where, you know, it helps us to get a job, obviously, but it's also out in the community so people can learn and get the word out, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
And so, yeah, we love doing projects like that. And again, we do a ton of business cards for local businesses, and I'm always proud to do those, because then you get to see people being entrepreneurs and getting out there and doing their own thing, which is really cool. So,
yeah.
You know, just come on in sometime. We got a new mascot in the front counter, the Duncan right Bird.
Yeah. Go check him out. And again, Phil, keep up the great work over there, okay? You guys are doing great stuff over there. We appreciate you. Appreciate you working with us as well. And looking forward to talking again next Wednesday.
Sounds good. You guys have a great day.
Have a good one, Phil.
You too, Phil. Thanks.
Say hi to the whole staff over there. And you guys head on over to Quality Plus Printing. They are at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. All your printing needs. There ain't a thing that they can't work on
and
make happen for you. Be sure to follow their webpage, qpprinting.com. That's one word, qpprinting.com. Bookmark that. Go ahead and go to Facebook and type in Quality Plus Printing and like their page, like their LinkedIn page.
Mm-hmm.
After we get done talking with Matt next hour.
Yes, correct.
We'll have good stories of the day for you next hour as well. Got a Then Ain't Right one, too. First up, this. So we have 6 money-saving tips for frugal people.
All right, let's do it.
A Reddit group called Financial Independence has a weekly thread where frugal people share tips and hacks for saving money. How often, that is the first 2 times that I've used the word frugal, possibly in my life. I don't know if I've ever used that word. I really don't. I know what
really?
It means.
Wow.
I know what it means, and I've heard other people use it, but I don't think I've ever used it. I don't have any rhyme or reason why. I just don't think. So this is kind of an interesting article, but
okay.
It's also one of those ones. I think there's a lot more. In fact, I would put money on this, and you know that it means something if I say that.
Right.
I believe there are way more frugal people, quote unquote frugal people, than there are they're not.
Right.
I think more people, especially in the last couple of years. In the last year, especially,
yes,
people have gotten much more tighter on things and stuff.
Yeah.
So, a Reddit group called Financial Independence. Mm-hmm. They get this group of frugal tips and they share tips and hacks for saving money.
Okay.
Number one on this list: cut sponges in half.
Okay.
Once you used it, a full sponge feels a little overkill.
Oh, okay.
This is probably the one that's most popular and most people promote and talk about.
Is cutting a sponge in half.
That's going to save you billions. That's going to... No, I don't know.
Pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, but it all adds up is what you're hoping.
True.
Never buy the newest tech. A 3-year-old iPhone is almost as good as a new one. Their mm-hmm. rule is replacing your tech, but always stay 3 years behind.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. I kind of like that.
A 3-year-old iPhone compared to the newest one out, going to be a huge difference in pay.
Yes, exactly. You know? Does not cost nearly as much.
And, you know, whether it's a Android or iPhone or any of this, that they aren't lying. I mean,
no.
the newer tech, they're not necessarily reinventing the phone here. They've kind of hit the peak of that.
Right.
Now it's just little touches here and there, little things, you know? Oh, now you can design this more, or you can have more control over this part of your phone,
mm-hmm.
but it's not, like, making calls any better. It's not it's still dropping calls. It's still doing all these things
right,
and stuff.
Right, exactly.
When you go out to eat as a couple, split one meal. A lot of restaurant meals are too big anyway, and if you need more food, split an appetizer, too.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea, yeah.
I don't think that's bad at all, actually. I hope that we're not getting out enough, and we're not doing enough together as couples, as friends, all mm-hmm. these things. And I say we because I'm as guilty as anybody
right.
else.
Yeah.
So I want people to go out and have a good time.
Right.
But I want them to also be able to keep the lights on.
Yes.
So if this is what it takes.
Let's be frugal about it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Switch back to bar soap. It's a lot cheaper than body wash and lasts longer. Some people think it's better anyway.
True.
True. I would be okay doing that if I lived alone. I have never been okay with the bar of soap when you live with multiple people. Like
Right.
I know how we use soap. We don't get into that or anything.
Yep.
I still just has never made me feel comfortable. I don't know.
Right.
Order your groceries online, but pick them up. It saves on delivery fees, and you'll spend less on impulse purchases than when you shop in the store.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And that latter part there,
Yeah, right. Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. Wow.
That is very interesting.
That's a good one, yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that one. I will say that I know people that do this with ordering pizza. Well, they'll order a pizza, but they'll go pick it up themselves,
right?
And like Domino's and a lot of places now, they're you know, paying you almost for it.
Encouraging people to do that, yeah. Because shortage of drivers and everything, but yes, that's a part of it. Yep.
And the final one on this list: slow down while driving and don't gun it at the stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
One person tested it and gained about 3 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
That can add up pretty quick.
Especially everybody.
With the jump in gas prices again.
Yeah, again, the yo-yo that we're going on here.
Right.
You know, it's kind of funny because there is a sweet spot for speed for a car, and it's usually like right around 55, and that's where you get the best gas mileage. So anytime you're pushing it above that, just think, everybody.
Yeah.
You're being less economical. You're costing yourself money by doing that.
Doesn't seem to be a bad thing.
No.
Neither does this, although it could not. I'm doing this one on purpose. I was going to save it. I'm going to do this one with you and I, Seth, even though we have no business really talking about this.
Okay.
Researchers in Cleveland think they have found a simple yet effective treatment for menopause. And the treatment is foot massages.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three out of the most common symptoms women have are hot flashes, fatigue, and not being able to sleep.
Right.
It doesn't sound like foot rubs help with the hot flash part, but it might help with the other two.
Okay. I was going to say, how's that going to help with the hot flash? But okay. Gotcha.
They found it can reduce feelings or fatigue by helping women sleep up to an extra hour per night, and it also helps with anxiety.
Wow.
A lot of menopausal women take hormonal treatments, which sometimes has bad side effects, but they say the best part is foot massages come and with no side effects.
That is correct.
Now, I saw this story this morning, and I thought my first instinct was, oh, I should save this for when I have Terry or Melissa or another woman on with me. So, you know, why talk about this with two guys? And immediately I had my mother smack me in the back of the head. Even though she was not in the room, somehow my mom
psychically whacked you.
Her Jewish guilt was able to transfer like over a line and just hit me. Because we should be talking about this. We should be understanding this more. Empathy is important. You and I, as men, we have nothing that can compare to this. Nothing.
No, we don't. Nothing. We really don't.
We have nothing near this.
Nope.
You think of a woman at any certain age, and they know this is coming. There's even if you don't have children, you know this is coming.
Yep.
So as a woman, this is something you've got to deal with. We as men, we don't have these issues. We don't have this problem. So, I mean, the very least we could do is have some empathy for the situation, be a little more understanding for what half of the population goes through.
Exactly.
The reason we're all here, mind you.
The reason we're all here. Let's keep that in mind.
At the very least we could do is have a little understanding of what they're going through and not just all, oh, she's having a bad day. Yeah, you have plenty of bad days too, man.
Yeah, come on.
Understand this stuff a little bit better and what they're going through, because this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. Why should no human being should have to go through that?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's messed up. I mean, and notice that when I went to things that can help menopause, notice there was barely nothing. We got people just throwing foot massages out there and everything. We certainly cured men having a erectile function
dysfunction.
Problems.
Yeah,
we got that figured out real quick.
Yeah,
but this, they'll be okay. They'll figure it out. Like no, that's not the society I want to live in. That's not the world I want to live in. I want to live in one where we care about this stuff. We work on these things, and we fix it all. We
help
treat it all
each other out. Community, even within your own home.
And man, if you have not done this before, if you've never given a woman a foot massage, let me tell you, gentlemen, it is a sneaky thing to have in your back pocket. is it a great thing to have in your back pocket. And if you're not good at it, because I don't be tickling or anything like that. I just stole that from Samuel Jackson.
Yes, you did. good, though. I liked it.
But if you get that down, that's something good. That's a good one to have in your pocket. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to have some more fun on. We'll tell them about it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and